Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, we're not really practicing that hard. You know, we should practice hard. I mean, that's got to be very concerning when your own players go publicly and say those kind of things, especially a new guy. He's new to the team.
One of the few guys who could actually probably talk and say what's on his mind is Elliott, because he's been one of their best players this year.
Andy, so the point to me is, it seems like the Tomlin incompetence bothers you more than any of the positives you might have seen from Fields in this game.
Absolutely, 100%. Because why haven't the Steelers won a playoff game in how many years? It's not the talent necessarily. It's Tomlin and how he's managing this team. Yeah, he can get us to a winning record, right? But we're never going to be able to win games. Look at what he's done in the playoffs. Have they had fast starts in playoff games?
No, they've been outscored 66-0 in their last five playoff games in the first quarter.
That's a slow start. Very slow. I can't get over they are supposed to be a well-oiled machine defensively. That is his baby. Jim Bob Cooter is the OC for the Colts, but Shane Steichen calls the plays. Jim Bob Cooter. That's who it is.
That sounds like a guy who hung out, was a character from King of the Hill.
Well, it's, yeah.
Doesn't it, Donnie?
Boomhauer.
You ever watch that show? Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, I watched that show.
Not a propane salesman. He's an offensive
coordinator. Jim Bob Cooter worked you over yesterday.
No.
Jim Bob Cooter. Well, I mean,
here's the real story.
He's in cahoots with Steichen, but still, Jim Bob Cooter.
Much like Terrell Austin is the defensive coordinator, he and Jim Bob are over there kind of just helping get the game plan ready. On game day, it's Mike versus Shane, and Shane got him again. And I just, man, I know we get down to the granular level and we look at little individual plays from these games and we get frustrated about the way he manages situations.
Yep.
My story from yesterday really is just on a global level how completely inept, unprepared, and heavy on their feet that defense looked for the first 30 minutes of this football game. They looked like they had no clue what to expect from Indianapolis. And even if you give them that they're telling the truth, oh no, we knew what we were supposed to do, the follow-up statement most of them made was, we just didn't do it. Well, then that's on your coach.
They also
tackled like they were allergic to Colts players, by the way.
Tomlin, yes, the first two drives especially. Tomlin tried to write off some of the ugliness of the first few games, like the fact that they won, but things weren't always pretty, as this is September football now. Well, yesterday was September 29th, and it was their fourth game. These communication issues, that's a week one or week two problem. They should not be happening in week four. It was not a totally hostile environment. There were tons of Steelers fans there. It's not even like crowd noise is like a big deterrent in a situation like that. And it's not, you just saw this offense late last year. It's not like here comes a way of playing football that is completely foreign to you and had you baffled by it. You can't use that excuse. Like sometimes that might happen if you're playing a team from the NFC West and you see them every 4 years or whatever. And it's like, okay, you know, this kind of, we saw it on tape, but we haven't seen it in stadium.
Or if it's Belichick, like getting burnt by the Wildcat the very first time a team tried that, and it's wildly out of place.
And I got to be honest with you, this is something, I kind of figured that we would have people all day that we would have to basically either calm down or say, look, we get it. It was a horrible game. You know, like weeks. What I'm saying is I expected that we'd have basically fire Tomlin calls today.
But people are just so used to it that there hasn't been
bingo.
That.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It's like there's a numbness here where people have seen this movie now or read this book so many times with these slow starts and horrible game management that even the like very sometimes cathartic, let me vent about how frustrated and how angry I am about it. We've taken very, very few calls on that today.
No, we've taken calls of people who were like, oh yeah, I assumed that this was going to happen. There have actually been people who aren't even that worried about this team, and they're like, hey, still 3-1.
Right.
Like, this is just cost of doing business of being a Steelers fan is you're going to have one or two of these a year.
That is a new experience here on a Monday for me.
Well, I do think there's another reason why it's been sort of leavened.
Because of Fields?
I do think there's real Fields optimism here. I do think people just see the athletic ability, and it's so, man, it is way easier to slough off the actual negative plays he makes when he makes some jaw-dropping good
412-928-9370 if you want to react to that point. Here is Vincent. I drove by his house in Columbus yesterday on my way to and from Indianapolis. Hello, Vince.
Hey, guys. Didn't go the way I thought it was going to go, but I will say the defense did not play great, and it's not good that our safeties are leading in tackles still. The Patrick Queen thing hasn't worked out. And I am excited about Fields. He showed a lot of great promise, good throws, and good athleticism.
Again, though, I'm not hearing like a guy that's totally disenchanted by what he saw yesterday. Vince, like, they lost, and that's it. That's all I'm hearing from you. I'm not hearing like a guy that's – and he's one of our loyal listeners. I'm not hearing someone that's incensed by it.
No, I think,
shouldn't that be a game that literally incenses people?
Pony, I'm going to be honest here. I don't really believe you to be incensed by this. I've come in here to prep with you guys after Steelers losses where I could just tell from your vibe you were foaming at the mouth. Today, I think I came in and we were both annoyed by it. But if anything, I think I was more annoyed and it was mainly because I didn't see it coming. I was disappointed in myself. You did not seem, and I'm not saying this like you don't have passion. You clearly do. You did not seem
right.
Crestfallen.
Yeah,
by
but
it.
You know why? Because you can probably because you can only be let down by a game that looks like that so many times.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what we've just described for our callers. They've all seen it too. The power of your rhetoric has perhaps has conditioned them to this, and they're right. I'm never the one thing I came away from yesterday saying is, Chris, you dumbass, don't ever get fooled by them again. Don't ever go into a game where it looks like for all the world they should cruise. And say, yep, they're going to do exactly that. Because if there's one thing we know about them, it's that the opposite will almost always happen.
So then why is it then that if you're saying our fans, our listeners, Steelers fans are so numb to it and so used to it happening and are so accustomed to it happening, like it still has not crossed the Rubicon where people that evaluate football nationally look at what the Steelers did yesterday and like have the same reaction of like, see, that is why Mike Tomlin should not get the universal praise and benefit of the doubt at all times and put on a pedestal and first ballot Hall of Famer and all this nonsense that we hear every year. Like, they use the first three games of the season to
extol his virtues.
Yes, and then yesterday happens, and it's like, well, they were bound to lose a game. Fields look good. Let's move on to the next thing.
I don't think that's a...
It's not consistent. It's a having it both ways scenario.
Well, I think that's how he's been treated by the national media for a long time.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, I know. I knew you were talking about the national media. I think that's unsurprising.
Like, Donnie is a diehard fan with season tickets. Were you furious today? You don't seem it.
No, I can't tell if it was frustrating. I thought what was so frustrating yesterday, I know that they did actually make a case for it at the very end. They were physically in that game for so long, but they mentally just felt so, so far away. Did you get that feel?
Explain that.
Like the players themselves or what?
Like basically, the mentality, like it felt like they're so far away from actually being in the game as much as they were. Physically... The game was close.
Oh, like you didn't ever believe that they were going to win? Kind of thing? Like I actually disagree with that. I really did think when they got the ball back, they were going to march it right down the field and win the game. I really believe
that's why I said before they actually did that at the end, for a lot of that game, that's how it felt for me.
I agree with Chris. I thought that they were going to tie the game. I thought that something good was going to happen there and they were going to somehow escape. But I will say the entire game, I felt like they didn't deserve to win.
They just screwed up opportunity after opportunity, and the defense could not make it timely.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Stop.
Steelers in 15 minutes will grade offense, defense, quarterbacks, and coaches from the Steelers' loss to Indy. It's been a weird day. Usually when the Steelers lose in a game like this, you come in and you've got people champing at the bit to just rip Mike Tomlin specifically to shreds. There's not been a lot of that. My theory is that it's because of how Fields played. And Chris made a good point. How about the fact that we've just, it's repetitive. We're just so used to games that play out like this where they don't show up, they get down big, and they either get blown out or they make it close, and therefore the final score cosmetically doesn't look that bad. In this case, they did have a chance to win the game, but still, this in many ways was kind of like the playoff loss to Buffalo last year.
I will say one thing. It is worth getting mad about, I think, more than we are for one reason. You definitely want to be 4-0 given what Baltimore looked like last night. I know what you're going to say, so don't even bother. They're not going to win the playoffs. We're talking about getting to the playoffs.
And he's not going to look like that against the Steelers, but yeah, they...
That looks like one of the best 2-2 teams I've ever seen. They took Buffalo apart piece by piece.
Yes, they did also lose to the Raiders with a double-digit lead, though.
Yes, I'm aware, Pony. They also have... You like Football Outsiders. They have that little DVOA, defense value adjusted over average or whatever. I know you know that term.
I do.
I believe they said today the third best for a 2-2 team through 4 weeks in the history of them doing that metric.
Yeah. I mean, DVOA also thinks the Cowboys are good every year, so you could take your DVOA and do what you want.
What's ironic is like you just kind of made a flippant remark. We're all ripping Tomlin right now, but you made a very flippant remark that actually is true. They somehow defend Jackson reasonably well compared to their peers. That makes yesterday more frustrating. The guy's a two-time MVP. They seem to have an ability to slow him down at bare minimum.
And the guy that Baltimore
and they
moved
can't
on
hit,
from.
Yes, they can't handle Anthony Richardson, who can't hit the broadside of a barn lately, and Joe Flacco, who's old enough to be just tending to a barn.
See, Flacco bugged me more because with Richardson, you could say, well, the guy's just a superior athlete. Flacco is 39, and yes, I get it. High football IQ. He knows where to go with the ball, but he's a backup for a reason at this point. And when he was a starter, the Steelers would have their day against him routinely. Here's Brian on the fan. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Andrew. You guys are taking words out of my mouth, but I am pissed that they lost that game yesterday. Okay. They had no business losing that game yesterday to that team, especially once Flacco came in. I was screaming. If they would have hit Joe, they'd have broke him. Why not just sell out, do one of them double barrel blitzes up the middle, put a good hit on that guy. They didn't do it.
The funny thing about Tomlin after the game was he said blitzing Flacco was not smart, and then one of the times they did sack him was literally when they blitzed Bishop and he got to him. So
guys,
I didn't understand that.
I don't either. And you know, you can – Tomlin, I'm tired of them starting games. It's like they want to feel out the other team offensively and defensively before it's like they start to attack. Why not? Why do they have? Why not come out of the locker room and start attacking? If they claim
I think
to be one
to
of the
a lack of quarterback trust when they get the ball.
Thanks,
at least,
Brian.
When they get the ball, at least, maybe not when they're
but
on
Tomlin
defense.
Tomlin made it sound last Tuesday like they were needing to be more aggressive.
Yeah, and then
to
he
not
goes
take
out
their
and
time.
He went out and he ran it on first down. I think Fields just didn't find anybody open on second down and whatever. They ended up, you know, not doing anything with their first drive.
Well, how about that? How about try to come away with points on that drive and send Boswell out there?
I don't know. That's living in your fears. I mean, I think if Roethlisberger in his prime was still their quarterback, they'd go out trying to dictate terms early in games. But I think Mike likes to dip his toe in right now and try to let his defense set the tone. I think the Colts going right down the field on his defense threw him and them for a loop.
Here is Todd next. Hello, Todd.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're good, Todd. Thanks for calling in.
Good, good. I see you guys are heading up to Mike Tomlin Lynch Mob today.
I mean, I don't think that's a great way of putting it. Just critiquing a coach for a bad game.
I strongly disagree with that.
Well, my point to you is this: is they're a 3-1 team with a backup quarterback, and they have four offensive linemen with less than 10 starts on the offensive line.
Wait, do you still look at Fields as a backup quarterback?
Yeah, Todd. When has Justin Fields been
a backup quarterback? If you can't get the center exchange right,
when Russell Wilson's cleared to play physically, you want him to take over.
When the game is on the line. You can't get the snap right.
Todd, do you want Russell Wilson to be the quarterback when he's healthy?
Absolutely.
Based on what?
Because after 12 years, he has better statistics than Ben Roethlisberger. Who,
yeah,
coincidentally,
he's
you
going,
keep saying Tomlin hasn't won a playoff game. Ben was the quarterback.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Have you ever
listened to this show? I rip Ben all the time.
How many turnovers does Ben Roethlisberger have?
How many touchdowns does he have, Todd?
How many what?
How many touchdowns does he have? He's got more touchdowns than interceptions, yeah.
In playoffs?
Yes.
Look it up.
Okay, I will.
Look it up.
Have you ever listened to this show? I rip the guy all the time.
In the Jacksonville playoff game, he threw a pick six. He threw a pick six in the Green Bay Super Bowl. Yeah, we're sitting here listening to Ben Roethlisberger.
How did he do against Arizona?
Russell Wilson has better statistics than Ben Roethlisberger after 12 years.
So in a big game, you'd rather have Russell Wilson than Ben?
Of course.
Okay, thank you, Todd. We can give you a chance to speak.
Ben had 36 touchdowns, 28 picks in the playoffs, and 6,000 yards passing.
Those aren't great numbers, let's be honest.
No,
28 picks is a hell of a lot of picks.
It's also factually incorrect to say he had more picks than
touchdowns.
I
enjoy it when somebody calls in who doesn't think that one half of this show almost made it his sole mission to make sure Roethlisberger had to eat crap as much as Tomlin did because I felt like it was deserved.
Also, one of those guys is gone now. So do we just continue to relitigate Ben, or do we talk about the guy that is actually presiding over the team right now who just got a massive contract extension last offseason without winning a playoff game since 2016? And by the way, it's not just Ben anymore. It's Mitch Trubisky, it's Kenny Pickett, it's Mason Rudolph, and now it's Justin Fields.
I'm seriously questioning his acumen right now if he has watched Fields and really feels like healthy Wilson. And I was a Wilson guy when it was a choice between the two, when they had them both in here. I don't know how you could watch Fields, know what Wilson does and doesn't do well at this point in his career. I don't give a rat's ass what he did prior, and not think Fields is the better option. But I feel like that call started, and we dumped part of it. I feel like that call started with his real goal.
Agenda. Yep.
Yeah.
Here's John in Beaver Falls. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, John.
Okay, first off, I was going to say, why isn't Washington getting more throws? I mean, he's, 6'8", big guy, and the
just
one,
don't think
you
he's
know.
I don't think he's super fluid in space. And
I know, but
to,
he is moving better than I thought,
No, I
Chris.
Know, but they have. I think they have to scheme up to answer your question. I think they just have to scheme up situations where he can kind of get ahead of steam going. I'm intrigued by him, but I think he's still more of a jump ball guy in the red zone than he is a guy in the middle of the field.
However, he's a hell of a lot taller than any defensive back. I mean, even if you threw it high, you know, you're going to get.
The point is, if you're going to utilize him, if you're going to utilize him, John, outside the red zone, you have to make sure you hit him on the move, going the way you want him to go. He's not going to catch the ball at a standstill and make big yards.
I'm going to be honest with you, man. Like, I'm not saying it's a bad point, but I mean, my takeaway from the Steelers losing to Indy yesterday was not they need to give Darnell Washington the ball more. He was a tight end picked late in the third round.
I'm not saying that at all. On the other hand, listening to your previous caller, you know, you keep Russ just a mentor.
Russ has no interest in doing that, I can assure you. Russ wants one more big contract, and he ain't going to get it being a sage teacher of Justin Fields.
Well, guess what? If I was making, you know, $1 million from the Steelers and how much from the Broncos to wear a headset, I'd do it.
Yeah, but he thinks he can be like somebody's starting quarterback for 3 or 4 more years.
Yeah,
I think
it would be hard to do that if you thought you were better than the guy that was playing ahead of you, even if the numbers and the production tell you that Fields deserves to be doing that.
Well,
right
the real
now.
Question, going back to Tomlin here, given the way he talked about Fields when clearly asked about him, because everyone is trying to ask questions, understandably trying to get a peek into what Tomlin thinks. The real question is, has he been swayed by Fields? Because I'm not so sure he has been still.
Tom is next. Hello, Tom.
Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I think that the mistakes that we made are going to be correctable. The snap, we got to clean the snaps up, the turnovers, and let the Dean start creating a couple more turnovers. I don't think that Najee has ever, since he's been here, I've never seen him really hit the hole or whatever. I don't know. It seems to me he's big enough. He stands up. He gets a yard. He can get pushed for 2, 3 more,
He's a pedestrian running back. Guys like Najee Harris grow on trees. There's going to be guys that are picked in the draft in the 5th and 6th round next year, in next April, that are the same caliber player as him.
The New York Jets picked a player in the 4th round this year, I believe, Braylon Allen.
Yep.
He is a better running back than Harris, in my opinion.
The guy had 2 great games in a row against Seattle and against Baltimore, and it helped them get to the playoffs, and he's incredibly durable, and for the most part, although he did fumble, he's fumbled in games.
He's reasonably reliable, and he takes a lot of hits, but he is no special running back. He's not Bijan. He's not McCaffrey. He's not even like early Saquon.
And it looks worse when a guy that is usually or most often a return guy comes in, plays running back, and looks much better than you. All right, PM team, professor's time. We did have some production that was going to start on this, but Rob Pratt got in the only studio we have available to us now, so we can't go get it, just being completely honest with you
and
guys.
And we can't bribe him to let us get into the studio.
We don't have
enough cash.
We have stuff
cash
going
is
on
king.
Here now that makes some of the behind-the-scenes stuff a little bit harder, but I'm not going to complain about that and make excuses. We're going to
You are kind of subtly mentioning it here.
No, I'm just saying it would sound different if we had access to the things that we usually do before
was it
and
like
during
a,
shows.
Was it like a... You know, schoolroom music.
I almost barged
like
into him like you would when a guy doesn't lock a bathroom door and is taking a dump and you see him with his pants down with him recording whatever he's doing right now.
What an analogy.
PM team professors. Donnie, grade the offense yesterday.
Offense overall, I will go C. I know it sounds down the middle, but I mean, they were very good in the final, 25-ish minutes of the game, maybe 20 minutes of the game. But the mistakes were there early, and they didn't really help matters of getting things off the carpet. They started very slow, as did the defense. So it's not like they responded right out of the gate. But the last quarter and a half, would you say, time wise? I mean, that's some of the best offensive play we've seen in a while.
I'm gonna go B minus. I'm gonna go higher than you because at the end of the day, it's 24 points. And yes, most of it was from behind, and some of what the Colts did defensively late in the game was more bend, don't break. So that's why I'm not like saying it was like a real, true 24-point performance, because most of it did come in quote-unquote garbage time. But that's enough to win. If their defense bows up, forces a few turnovers, and gets consistent stops, they're winning that game yesterday. So I honestly thought it was not quite a winning performance from the offense, but very close. So I'm actually going to go all the way up to a B- on it.
I'm going to go C plus just because I want to go B minus and almost B because I think Fields has the obvious ability to make this team look completely different, totally transform the personality of this team if he hits his potential. But I have to take plays that went bad for him and them into account. He fumbles. That's bad. He missed multiple guys on hot reads there. That's just like quarterbacking 101 that he admitted he needs to do better. The bad snap when they were trying to tie the game late or take the lead very late. That can't happen. The first play of the game, the Pickens fumble when they're going in for at least three, but probably seven. I'll tell you, I'm encouraged because here are the games in the last 2 years where they have scored at least 24 offensive points. The Colts 2 years ago, the Panthers when it was Trubisky, the Browns in what was a somewhat meaningless game, a totally meaningless game. They scored 28. You remember that one, right? The Bengals when
Why was that a meaningless game?
The one in 2022? Or no, they had to win, but they needed help too.
Yeah.
That's right.
That was a meaningful game.
Meaningful. I thought it was meaningless in my head. The Bengals when they were getting blown out, so a lot of that was garbage time. Last year, they barely ever got to 24 on their own as an offense unless Mason Rudolph was running the show. It happened one time against the Rams. Otherwise, Bengals and Seahawks, and then the defense against the Browns scored a bunch. I have to go C plus though, clean up the sloppy stuff. And they didn't, you know what? They didn't actually run the ball with their primary running back. They ran it with their quarterback and their kick returner till he got hurt.
Defense, I'm giving an F.
F minus.
There's just no way for me to even find
F minus
a positive to what happened for them.
I can't get over the play I keep watching when Richardson fumbled the ball. Patrick Queen's back is turned to where the actual ball and play are happening. He is almost borderline walking because he is so fooled by what is happening. That is the man you're paying. What is it? 13 point what per year? Five, I think. Something like that. That is the guy you're paying eight figures to get everybody on the same page. Unacceptable.
Donnie?
It's an F. It's easy. I mean, they are the, I don't want to say bell cow. That'd be kind of weird. But, I mean, they are the most expensive defense in football. Yeah, do we think they're going to keep up the pace they did those first few weeks? That was kind of impossible of them to do so, but the effort right out of the gate yesterday was awful, and it never got better. Whereas the offense picked it up in the second half, the defense never came up with that big play.
How about quarterback, Mulsey? What grade do you give Fields?
He's a tougher grade because I think he deserves better than the offense, but it's by how much. I give the offense a C plus. I have to give him a B. Because I want to go B plus. I couldn't give him any grade in the A range. I wanted to go B plus, but again, he's still involved on two bad exchanges. He still doesn't see people on a play where he has to know the hot reads there and he's got to get the ball out. That's one of the worst looking plays of the NFL season. And then I guess that's really it, but those are big plays, man. I can't look past that. So I thought he was more good than bad, but not enough to give me like a B plus or A minus level.
I'll go B. He was awesome after that fumble, but he had the fumble. He later had the bad snap, you know, whatever the hell went on with that play. And early in the game, he wasn't quite right either. So he had that spurt, as did the whole offense, where he was very good. I thought he was almost perfect pretty much up until the end, up until that odd snap, but you got to ding him for how he played early.
Here's why I'm going to say B plus. To me, I don't understand this part of it. People said before this game, we'll really find out what Justin Fields is made of if they fall behind big in a game, how he plays. And then when he does go for 312 yards, three touchdowns, and 55 rushing yards, it's, well, he did it against the Colts' prevent defense. So then why did you want to see him in a situation where they fell behind in the first place?
I mean, I still
think, if real defense isn't played then why was them falling behind some kind of big test for him?
I still think it was...
You got people talking out of both sides of their mouth with that. I think
it was somewhat softer defense because they wanted to keep the clock moving, but I think they were trying to stop him. He's part of the reason they were behind, though. I know he didn't fumble the ball inside the goal line. I know his fumble did not directly lead to points.
No doubt.
But it didn't help.
Well, the timing of the snap thing is critical in this. That's why I can't give him an A. But I would literally sign up for that game from him for the next 14 games. or so 13 what, games.
So would I.
Right.
Because
so
it probably would have put 31 points on the board had Pickens not fumbled.
So that's why I'm going to give it close to an A. I mean, he's got, yes, a few plays in there he needs to clean up. But if I'm saying that the numbers tell me that's the ideal, that's the reason why the guy
you're
got picked 11th
just,
overall.
If you'll tell me Justin Fields is going to account for three touchdowns with over 350 yards of total offense to his own name, and he's only going to have one turnover, I will do it 17 out of 17 games because my team will win most of those games.
Coach, this week is easy. We're just all going F, I take it.
Again, I want to put the F minus on there because I think this was, as somebody who quasi-defended him sometimes for Tomlin games.
Did you just give us a Jim Duggan gesture in there?
I just gave the thumbs up.
You know who else used to do the thumbs up all the time? Bill Clinton. What was up with Bill Clinton always when he was like trying to hammer home a point?
I don't know, because it looks like a cheesy... What was the mayor's name in Simpsons? Mayor Quimby?
Yeah, you're right, same thing.
Very cheesy Mayor Quimby vibe.
Like, it was not a thumb all the way up, but it was
like
a thumb.
Diagonal thumb, like a 45-degree thumb.
You know what I'm talking about?
I did not have, you know...
Didn't he say, what's the definition of sex at one point?
I think he even went so far as to say, it depends on your definition of is. like he
really?
He was going way down the rabbit hole. That might have even been a Saturday Night Live bit that I just took as real life.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, room? Just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.